This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. That's my guy, Gavin Rossdale of Bush. It's my favorite band of all time. My husband and I were going to see them again at Madison Square Garden. Yep, reliving my 90s, late 90s, early 2000 days. Gavin Rossdale. Well, we've got a lot to discuss here because, this KJP thing, right, that she's now switching parties. Now she's no longer a Democrat. Can you believe it? What a joke. What a joke this lady is. She just, talk about failing up. She is the epitome of stupidity. I said before that she was mediocre. She's not even mediocre. Does she not realize that the internet is forever, that we have her on tape lying to us over and over and over again, and now she wants to come out with a book where she says she's going to separate a fact from fiction. She wants to clear up the misinformation. KJP, we will never forget all of your lies. Clip number 16.
It would be wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open.
We're bent down to the border. The possible next speaker says that he wants him to go with him. So is he going to?
So look, he's been there. He's been to the border. And since he took office.
When did he go to the border?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what has happened.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not how.
Exactly what's happening.
Thousands
of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own. The president has done the work to deal with what we're seeing at the border since day one. Because when you look at inflation, when we look at where we are economically, and we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been.
People have probably just ate their dinner, Chris. We're going to stop it because I don't want to make people throw up listening to KJP and all of her lies, her binder of lies. Remember, she would go up there with her binder. Jen Psaki would lie too. By the way, isn't it? I think Jen Psaki, they had her in on MSNBC taking over for Rachel Maddow, and then now they took her off because her ratings are so low. They lied to us about everything. They lied to us about the election. They lied to us about the border. They lied to us about the economy. They lied to us about COVID. Yes, of course, they lied to us about Joe Biden, that he was mentally competent. Everything, everything that came out of their mouths is a lie. They need to be put under oath. And the fact that they have the gall, the audacity, the cojones, in Albania we say bole, to go out there and now try to promote a book to say, this is why I'm doing this book, because for misinformation, clip 17.
Era of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow my own compass. And that's what I've done. And that's what this book does. And here's the truth. And here's how I will lay it out to you. I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes.
Outside of our boxes. Are you kidding me? They bought the election with the boxes. Remember the Zuck Bucks and the boxes, the drop boxes everywhere? Enough. I'm so sick and tired of you. That's like, I'd rather her come out. And if she came out with, I swear, if she came out with the book and said, listen, I'm sorry I lied to everybody. Here is the truth. Here is the truth about what really went on. But now she wants to come out and criticize the White House. Oh, it's broken. I'm an independent now. I'm no longer a Democrat. You know, the Democrat Party is probably thrilled that she is gone because she's an idiot. Who's the face now of the Democrat Party? Who do you think the face is of the Democrat Party? I want to hear from you guys, by the way. The number is, I want to make sure I get it right. So let me say the number, 877-377-4373. The number is 877-377-4373. I think the face of the Democrat Party is AOC. It's Ilhan Omar. It's Jasmine Crockett. It's all of these women. I'm a woman. I'm white, but I'm a child of immigrants, and I can tell you that women my age, late 30s, early 40s, we are the downfall of this nation. We are destroying this nation. We are the Karens. We are the wokesters. We're the social justice warriors. We're the ones that are in front of Tesla protesting Elon Musk. We're the ones that think we know it all, okay? I know these women. I went to school with these women. I see these women. I work with these women. I'm telling you, these are delusional women that say, it doesn't hurt anybody to have, a boy, love is love. And, they just want to be, they want to play too. They want to play sports too. It doesn't matter that, Leah Thomas used to be Joe Thomas and that he could severely hurt your daughter if they play the same sport. And then these poor girls, they can't even speak out because they're afraid they're going to get expelled. They're getting in trouble. I saw recently that some girl was saying that she was told, you should move. You should move out of state. And it doesn't matter that President Trump is trying to remove funding. Okay, so I live in Westchester County, which is a town. It's a suburban town right outside of New York City. And they keep raising our taxes. They keep reassessing my home. Every single year, they keep saying the value of my home is going up. One would think, oh, that's great. No, it's bad. It's very bad because that way they can justify raising my taxes. Meantime, I have potholes left and right all over the place. And I live in the highest tax county in the country. Maybe Beverly Hills might be a little higher. I don't know. Okay. I am in the highest tax county in the freaking nation. Okay. And, my county executive, which is kind of like our mayor, he's talking about suing the Trump administration. So rather than focus our resources on the school system, a lot of schools aren't doing that great, the potholes, getting our taxes lower, whatever development projects, it's like, no. And you know why he wants to sue the Trump administration? Because the Trump administration is threatening to withhold federal funding because my county has been harboring illegal aliens. Remember when they were flying them in the dead of night? They were flying them in to the airport near where I live in Westchester County. And so they're a sanctuary municipality. So now they're trying to sue instead of just complying. Why is the Democrat Party so hell-bent on protecting criminals, protecting illegal aliens, protecting the freaks out in the streets, that why pedophiles, losers, they want kids to be castrated and mutilated. Are they demonic? I know they don't believe in God. I know that they want the government to be your daddy and to be your savior and for you to worship the government. And they, like Chuck Schumer, like he, I swear, I think Chuck Schumer is the devil. I swear. I think he's El Diablo. You know, how I mean, my goodness, this guy, they lie with impunity. They've gotten away with it for so long. And then they propped up this old demented person, patient, who belongs in a nursing home, who's got a foot, an elbow, and a leg in the grave, Joe Biden, and they literally almost dragged him across the finish line to keep him running again, if not for that disastrous debate performance that he had with President Trump. And I'm in the same vein as President Trump, that I think that he didn't know what he was doing. I think he was just, yes, was he complicit in the cover-up? But he was so out of it that he just believed what he was told. I mean, I want you to listen real quick to this. Chuck Schumer, what he says, what the big, beautiful bill should be called instead. Number 7.
Is reducing federal Medicaid payments to states that provide coverage to undocumented immigrants a reform that you would support?
The bottom line is this overall bill is so awful. If they want to aim, if they got some specific issues, aim it. Don't just do a meat axe or a chainsaw across the board and cut everything. I don't know if their numbers are accurate. These are GOP numbers, but it doesn't matter.
And then play number 6 for me too, Chris.
And we all know one thing. Donald Trump is just lying about the bill. Lying about the bill. Well, here's the "we are all going to die" act.
We are all going to die act. Oh my God. You know, we would have all died if Kamala Harris had won. If they had did what they did the last time with this election. But we were smarter. We worked harder. It's like the Taylor Swift. We work harder. I'm smarter in the nick of time. So if we didn't do that this time, the early voting and everything that we did, God only knows where we would be right now. God only knows. We thought it was bad before. You walk into Target now, right? All the pride. They tried to make your dog gay. I mean, it got so out of control what they were doing to us. That we were at some point, people were sort of questioning their sanity, saying, wow, maybe my dog is gay. Maybe guys should be beating up my kid. Maybe my daughter does need, I mean, this is what they were doing to people, not people like me or you, but like our friends and our neighbors. And finally, people are waking up from the woke nonsense. I'm Lydia Serrani, filling in for Jesse Kelly. You can catch me on Newsmax at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, noon on Sundays. I'll be filling in 5 p.m. Friday right here on Newsmax, and I'll be taking calls next. And then, of course, I'll also be talking to Curtis Houck of Newsbusters. We're going to talk about how the media is the right arm propaganda machine, not of course us and not of course Newsmax, but a lot of these media outlets, right arm propaganda machine of this administration, and they must be taken down. They gotta go. We'll be right back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Lydia Serrani. You can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. So I'm a journalist at heart, and so I got to tell you guys about this breaking news. You know those Chinese researchers that I was just talking about with General Holt? So they were, according to the New York Post, they were trying to attack our food supply. So we apparently already have this fungus. It's already present in the United States. But this University of Michigan researcher, plus her boyfriend, they were manipulating the fungus for it to become resistant to treatment or to spread more easily, and that it could have the potential to devastate American farms. Wow, this is so scary. And then, as we know, the Chinese Communist Party has bought over 360,000 acres of of farmlands, and a lot of it near military bases. I mean, this is some creepy, crazy, scary stuff. And then meanwhile, you've got Democrats. You've got Democrats, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, vetoing a bill that would have prevented China from buying land near U.S. military bases. So you have Democrats that are actively endangering our national security. So where is the news covering this? Except for what? Of course, the Jesse Kelly show, and you have other, you know, maybe other conservative show, radio shows, media outlets, of course, Newsmax, Fox News, you name it, us, right? We're doing it because we're reporting the news. That's what I'm doing, right? That's what you need to know. And will you see this on CNN? Will you see this on MSDNC? That's why half the country has been brainwashed and it doesn't know any better. I want to take a phone call real quick. By the way, we're going to be talking to Curtis Houck coming up. Curtis Houck, he's of Newsbusters. He, you know, follows all the media, everything that's going on, managing editor there. Let's go to James from Bayshore, Long Island.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, in regards to the story about the Democrats and my feeling is that a lot of good working Democrats, but on the other side of the coin, there are some really detrimental Democrats. They're like a tsunami in a cup. Okay, have it that way. So full of emotion, and let's get back to the simple thinking of something like dowsing. Get that stick out, dowsing for water. We don't need all this intensity.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, you're exactly right. Thank you so much for calling, James. Yeah, their emotions, their common sensibilities are overrided by their vitriol, their Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, they were obsessed with coming up with alleged COVID vaccine. And meantime, what we need is a Trump derangement syndrome vaccine, because I did a whole monologue on this on Newsmax. Trump could cure cancer. You've heard that phrase. He could cure cancer, and they'll be upset about it because they'll say, oh, the pharmaceutical companies will be put out of business. People are going to lose their jobs if Trump cures cancer. Remember how upset they were about the tariffs? Oh, how could he do that to China? What about the Chinese Communist Party? Meantime, look what China did to their own people. Look what they're doing to the Uyghur Muslims there, right? They literally have them enslaved. They have them enslaved. And don't forget the massacre, what they did to all the firstborn children if they weren't males. I mean, this is a godless, soulless country, sadly. I'm not saying about the Chinese people in itself, but I'm talking about the CCP. And we should be concerned. And that's what President Trump has said from the beginning. And the fact that you had these two researchers here and they're developing this super fungus. We know where COVID came from. Remember, they said it came from the mountains, a magical bat flew into a wet market, and then somebody ate the magical bat soup, right? It sounded like a sci-fi movie, except it was too unrealistic. And then somebody ate the soup, and then they got this, and then they spread it. And now we know that they were manipulating this virus in the labs, and it escaped from the lab. And or did it escape? We don't know. But this is what was happening. And then what happened? Millions of people died. Millions of people died. And to this day, people are still suffering from the side effects of COVID. And here we are. And thank God President Trump won. That's all I can say. I can keep saying it over and over. And I hope that sanity continues to reign supreme. So again, I'm Lydia Serrano. We're going to be talking to Curtis Houck coming up in just a little bit. But before I go, real American men and women are unknowingly being exposed to synthetic estrogens, natural estrogens, and estrogens from plastics in the water they drink and shower in every day without their permission. It's no wonder the everyday person, the average man, the average woman today has half the testosterone of the average man 50 years ago. This is scary stuff. Thankfully, the patriots at Chalk spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men and women take back their right to proudly maximize their femininity, their masculinity, by boosting their testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. So Jesse's been taking Chalk's Vitality Stack for over 3 years now, and he talks about it and says how great he feels. He feels amazing. It's manufactured right here in the United States. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, and your mood. So maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. That's CHOQ.com. Use code Jesse to unlock the massive summer savings discount on any subscription for life, or call or text 50 Chalk CHOQ dash 3000 now and say Jesse sent you. That's 50 Chalk CHOQ dash 3000. Chalk's American customer service team is standing by to assist you. We'll be right back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I am Lydia Serrani of Newsmax. You can catch me every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern, Sundays at noon, and Friday I'll be filling in for Carl Higbee at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm a journalist at heart, so I got to bring you some breaking news. Trump signing a proclamation barring foreign nationals from 12 nations entering the United States. We're talking, he's fully restricting and limiting the entry of nationals from the following 12 countries: Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan. Yeah, and then there's more. I mean, and then he's also going to partially restrict and limit the entry of nationals from seven other countries, Cuba, Sierra Leone, and on. So this is what we voted for, guys. This is what we voted for. We want a president like this that is putting national security first. This is what we want. And in the media, you know what, how they're going to cover this. Well, let's ask a media expert, Newsbusters managing editor, Curtis Houck. Curtis, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Good to be with you.
So how do you think they're going to cover this one, this travel ban by President Trump now?
Well, they can gnash their teeth all they want, and they probably will tomorrow morning. I've been at my church meeting earlier tonight, so I've not gotten a look to see how Chris Hayes is doing.
Oh, it just broke. It literally just broke. Yeah. So they're going to say he's a xenophobic, he's a racist. It's all people, people of color. And look, he's welcoming in white South Africans. I can't wait to see their heads are blowing, off their bodies as we speak.
You know, for all the issues we've had with the judicial branch, that is a difference from last time when the President Trump tried to do this the first time. He actually has the Supreme Court on his side now that he can do this. So there are going to be all sorts of challenges. I'm sure there's going to be Biden judges out there who think they can stop this, but they're going to fail. That even for all the qualms listeners may have with some of the Trump appointed justices in the Supreme Court, they understand that this is entirely legal. This has nothing to do with left versus right. This has to do with national security and a president's ability to control our borders and specifically deal with matters of foreign policy.
It's incredible to me just how deranged a lot of these, a lot of the media people are, the pundits are. Stephen Miller, he was on CNN, and he took down Cassie Hunt in spectacular fashion regarding the auto pen. She was trying to do a gotcha with him. Let's play clip 24.
Right, but has President he ever signed Trump anything with directs, an auto pen?
To my knowledge, every single executive order, every single proclamation, every single major government action, every single thing that affects the lives, safety, and livelihoods of the American people that comes out of the executive office of the president, he has signed. But more importantly, he has directed,
signed without
he has
auto
briefed,
pen.
He okay. has been involved in. And this is the most important point. It's not just that Joe Biden used the auto pen. It's that he didn't know it. He was not briefed on it. He was not aware of it. He did not approve it. He was not mentally aware of what the government was doing.
And then now you've got like Katie Couric, who's like a washed up old hag. You've got another washed up old hag, Rosie O'Donnell. Then you've got another washed up old hag, Joy Reid. That would be a good show, right? Instead of The View, just washed up old demented hags that hate President Trump. Why, Curtis, as soon as you become like a hardcore liberal, you become a dried up old ugly hag? Do you know why?
The legion of Yeah, the Legion of Boomers or something. Like, I don't know what we do with that. The Legion of the Insufferable, Alliance or something like that. I don't know. Something crazy. There could be some sort of workshop title for them. No, that would bring us many, many viewers to newsbusters.org and to all of us on Twitter for our Elon buck. So, I mean, I'm all for that kind of thing. Maybe for a public discourse, probably not a good idea, but, you know. Be it as it may, and the other thing this goes to talk about the auto pen. I did also see the other executive order proclamation or thing that came out from the White House tonight was saying that yes, confirming reporting that it kind of circulated a little bit. Peter Ducey kind of put this into the ether during the briefing yesterday, investigating the auto pen. Ed Martin, when he was then the interim D.C. attorney. U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia kind of talks about this as well, kind of looking into this, specifically the pardons or any sort of decisions that the president made, things that he signed. We know there was a story Mike Johnson gave just before the inauguration to Barry Weiss talking about natural gas. Joe Biden didn't remember this at all. And Mike Johnson says, sir, like you want to fight Russia, right? Like, why are you limiting domestic natural gas? And he had no idea. So that kind of thing, we can do both, Lydia. I think that's what's really important. Peter Ducey kind of alluded to this in his other question to Caroline. We focused on the economy, secure the border, build up the middle class, you know, bring back the culture of this country. But we can also do this too. That we all have interests, God-given talents, Lydia, and for some people, that will be their thing.
You know, I've been talking about this because I feel like we need to sound the alarm. They had the New York City Democratic debate here tonight, mayoral debate. And this guy that's number two, Zohran Mamdani, he's a communist, like a straight up communist. He's being endorsed by, it is frightening. He says that Barack Obama is too far right for him. That and if New York City falls, people, and I want you to take a listen real quick, Curtis, to this ad where he is promising free stuff in a foreign language. Clip 12.
बात ये नहीं है कि मैं क्या बनूंगा, बात ये है कि मैं क्या करूंगा हमारे कम्युनिटीज के लिए और हर एक न्यूयॉर्कर के लिए. मैं हमारे शहर को अफोर्डेबल बनाऊंगा. न्यूयॉर्कर्स मुश्किल से अफोर्ड कर रहे हैं रोटी, कपड़ा और मकान. मैं ये सब बदलने के लिए लड़ रहा हूँ. रेंट फ्रीज, फ्री बसेस, यूनिवर्सल चाइल्ड केयर और सस्ती ग्रोसरीज के जरिए. पर आपको एक सवाल पूछना चाहता हूँ.
Oh my God. Oh, that's real. That's not a parody, people. This is not SNL. How frightening is this?
All I got, Lydia, is, you know, this is, he would make Bill de Blasio seem like Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
You know, I know. Let's put it this way, folks. I mean, that's just the easiest way to explain it here. It's frightening to see. And, you know, I was over in Europe. I was at CPAC Hungary and the EU-US Forum last week in Budapest, and we said this too. It may sound boring, and folks out there that don't live in New York City may say, why should we care about this? But just like we care about what's going on in California, because these are still large areas. People have moved out, but what happens in these cities and countries still drives the boat, unfortunately, for a lot, you know, the rest of us. And so that's why engaging still matters in a lot of these places, because we sure as heck don't want New York City, Los Angeles, California, Chicago dictating the rest of the country, what we do in the rest of the country. So I think that's also why we should just continue to pay attention to some of these places instead of just say, cut them loose and just let it go. New York City is the gateway to the rest of the world. You know this. You know, as someone who lives there. And if New York City is failing, I think it's a reflection on the rest of the country, too, unfortunately.
Don't go anywhere, Curtis. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to continue this conversation, talk more about what's going on with the media landscape and the co-conspirators. And, of course, we didn't even touch on KJP, because that was the big story of the day. So don't go anywhere. But before we go, Pure Talk, Jesse's wireless company, a veteran-led company, believes every man and woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an Allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag, period, to 1,000 U.S. veterans in time for the patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags to deserving veterans. With plans from just $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network while cutting your cell phone bill in half. The average family saves over $1,000 a year. Just dial #250 and save the keyword Jesse Kelly. And Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will get you switched hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. So just say Jesse Kelly, #250 to support veterans and to switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. And I'll be right back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm Lydia Serrani. Before we get to the breaking news, President Trump just ordered Pam Bondi to investigate the Biden auto pen scandal. If you want to become more knowledgeable, if you want to fight fire with knowledge, then Hillsdale College is the answer. Because if you ask like 10 people to define the word capitalism, how many different responses do you think you'll get? You know, obviously, this is a word that comes up all the time, but people don't know what it means. They want to say capitalism is evil, blah, blah, blah. But Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses. That's right, 40 free online courses learn about the U.S. Constitution, the stories of the book of Genesis, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's free online courses. Hillsdale recently even launched a new course called Understanding Capitalism that I've been watching. In 7 lectures, you learn about profit and loss, how human nature plays a role in our economic system, why capitalism depends on private property rights, the rule of law, and above all, freedom, and why capitalism is ultimately a system that actually encourages morality rather than undermine it, like we see Democrats, what they're trying to do. So go right now to hillsdale.edu/Jesse to enroll. There's no cost, and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/Jesse to register. And that is Hillsdale, that's spelled HILLSDALE.edu/JESSE. So you just heard me. We have on the line with us, by the way, still managing editor of Newsbusters, Curtis Houck. President Trump just ordered Pam Bondi to investigate the Biden auto pen scandal. Could you imagine if Karine Jean-Pierre was still the press secretary? Like, now she's an independent. She's not even a Democrat anymore. So Caroline Leavitt's going to have quite the press conference tomorrow. I can get this going to be amazing.
That's Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, it was impressive how bad she was. It was truly remarkable to see. She was by far, Lydia, the worst press secretary in American history because she just couldn't speak English. It's not that she spoke another language. She just spoke gibberish. She was stumbling over things that were in her binder. And as far as I know, she doesn't have a stutter. So, yeah, I welcome this change because Democrats now have to deal with it. They have to deal with the fallout, and to see the knives suddenly come out for her, Lydia. Yes, it's just like everyone saying, Democrats admitting, oh, yeah, of course, I didn't think Biden should have run. Yeah, he totally wasn't with it. He didn't have his marbles. These anecdotes that have come out in the Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson book, et cetera. Journalists now can say, as Politico did, that her briefings were halting, that they were meandering, that she struggled to make cohesive points trying to defend the Biden record, not that there was one to begin with. That's what we're seeing now. It's very similar to Biden on a much smaller scale, which is why I maintain, and I told you this before on air, that she actually was a very good press secretary for this president because she was a reflection of him. So while she was bad for America, she reflected her boss very well because both of them just struggled to grasp the English language, though I know for her, it wasn't a case of just losing her marbles cognitively. It was just that she just didn't know what she was talking about.
You know, I remember when Trump lost the election, and of course we found out that the Hunter Biden laptop was indeed real. By the way, Bernie Kerik, he was with Rudy Giuliani when they had the Hunter Biden laptop, and they brought it, they drove it over to Delaware. God rest his soul, Bernie Kerik. And he was America's cop until the very end. And they wouldn't. And Rudy told me, because I worked with Rudy Giuliani at WABC Radio. I work with him also at Newsmax. And he told me, he even showed me some stuff that was on the laptop, which was like really disgusting. Hunter Biden should 100% be behind bars because the stuff that I saw on there with underage girls, kids, drugs, it was so sick and vile. This wasn't somebody that's just, oh, has issues, has an addiction problem. This was criminal behavior. It's really appalling that he's still walking the streets and he's become some sort of martyr. But anyway, you know, the fact is the government, Rudy told me, America's mayor, they tried valiantly to give the laptop, to get it authentic, and they wouldn't even take it. The investigators are like, no, we can't touch it. Even when they raided Rudy's apartment on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, he said, okay, you're tearing everything up and you're grabbing everything. Here's Hunter's laptop. Take this with you. Take this. They wouldn't take it. And so my husband's aunt, she's a Democrat. She lives right outside of Detroit in Michigan. She said to me, she's like, I thought it was fake. I didn't know it was real. I didn't know anything about the laptop because all I do is I watch CNN. And that's why the media plays such an important role, because whoever controls the message controls the masses. And when you have a dishonest media, you have brainwash people. You have propaganda. We are CNN, MSDNC, they are no better than what we see in China, than what we see in North Korea, that we see in Russia, and any other places where propaganda is allowed to flourish. And they should be held accountable and not be lauded and be on book tours.
And that, yeah, and the other thing is, to the retort that some folks may say, well, why don't we just ignore them? If the last, I don't know how many three presidential elections at least have shown us, it's very, very close. America is very, very closely divided. Every vote counts. So that's why we still continue to hammer away at these people, even though they don't have the viewership that they used to, Lydia. They don't pull in the same numbers that they used to, the CBS Evening News, et cetera. They are still worth calling out because every vote matters, and exposing the lies that they tell and the things they don't cover as well. That matters as well. So, that's why we'll continue to peel back the layers, what they're covering, what they're not covering. What facts are they leaving out, like in Boulder? Are they covering this thing out of about happened with Chinese folks, nationals trying to smuggle in a bioweapon, Hunter's laptop a few years ago? And they need to be held accountable for when they just say years later, oh, yes, Biden totally wasn't with it. Oh, yes, the laptop was totally real. They cannot be allowed to just move on without some real genuine accountability and some serious contrition. Well, and I think everyone can tell whether someone's being real with you or not.
You know, I my dad was a porter, like a handyman for a building on the Upper East Side. Terry Moran was one of his tenants. Do you believe that? And I looked up to him as a kid, and I remember meeting him as a kid and thinking, oh my God, I want to be like him when I grow up. And I purposely sat down to watch his interview with President Trump, and I could not have been more disappointed, because this guy was hell-bent on protecting Abrego Garcia, an MS-13 mm-hmm. gang member who beat the crap out of his wife. And I just said, my God, how the mighty have fallen. Like, what has happened to our journalists that now they feel, because they hate President Trump so much, because he drops truth bombs, right? Truth missiles everywhere he goes, that now they've resorted to protecting criminals and rapists and druggies. I just don't even understand what has happened. What has happened to them?
The lowest of lows, Lydia. They are willing to go to the ends of the earth to defend someone simply because they are on the other side of some of an equation with President Trump. I mean, it's pathetic.
It really is. So, Curtis Houck, how can people find you?
Newsbusters.org, at Curtis Houck, CURTISHOUCK, on X and Instagram with an underscore. But again, Newsbusters.org is the main place to check out all of our big research on all sorts of issues.
Yes, and it's a very, very important site, and it's a wealth of great information there. Thank you so much, Curtis, for joining us tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Lydia. Talk soon.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. I'll be back with you tomorrow night as well. And I'm overwhelmed with all the positive support I'm receiving from all of you guys. So thank you so much. Again, I'm Lydia Serrani, Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. You can catch me on Newsmax Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, Sundays at noon. And this Friday, I'll be filling in for Carl Higbee. And I end every show with this message of hope, trust, and remember that God is with you and always. Always have a great rest of your evening.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.